Mummies and Myths, Catherine O'Dell, Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. Meet the Mummies. Real-life mummies are different from mummies in the movies. It is 1895, and archaeologist John Banning is looking for the tomb of Princess Anaka in Egypt. John finds the tomb, but he has hurt his leg, so his father, Stephen, also an archaeologist, is digging in the tomb. Stephen finds an ancient piece of paper. When he reads it, a mummy in the tomb comes to life. The mummy starts killing people, and John must stop it. This happened, but not in real life. It was in a very popular movie called The Mummy, which was made in 1959. Since the 1920s, people have enjoyed books and movies about mummies. But in real life, mummies don't wake up and start killing people. So what are mummies really? Mummies are bodies of dead people and animals that were preserved. Sometimes this happens naturally, because of where the bodies are buried. It usually happens in dry areas, where the body does not get wet. It can also happen in very cold places. Dry and cold weather can stop a body from decomposing. People also preserve bodies through artificial mummification. This practice started thousands of years ago in places like Egypt, Peru, and China. People wrapped dead bodies in cloth to keep them dry, which made them mummies. Then they buried the mummies. This way of preserving bodies worked so well that archaeologists can learn a lot about the past by studying mummies. Chapter 2. Tombs and Treasures. Many treasures are found in ancient Egyptian tombs. Many ancient people made mummies, but Egyptian mummies are the best known. One reason is because of the discovery of King Tutankhamun's tomb in 1922. Archaeologists found the king's 3,000-year-old mummified body and many amazing treasures in the tomb. The news about this discovery went around the world, and people started calling the mummy King Tut. Some of the information in the news wasn't true. For example, there was a story that about half of the people who saw the tomb died in the next 10 years. It was said that there was writing above King Tut's tomb. The message said that anyone who enters the king's tomb will die. This was called the Curse of King Tut's Tomb. These stories weren't true, but many people believed them. People started to think that very bad things happened to people who found mummies. Stories about mummies started long before the discovery of King Tut's tomb. For example, Arabs found tombs in Egypt before the discovery of Tut's tomb. They saw paintings on the walls that showed Egyptians coming back to life. Some thought this meant mummies came back to life and hurt people. The first story about a mummy coming to life was written in 1699, but it was the stories about the curse of King Tut's tomb that made mummy stories popular around the world. Ancient Egyptians believed in an afterlife, but they didn't think mummies came to life and hurt people on Earth. Egyptians preserved bodies because they thought people needed their bodies for new lives after they died. The Egyptians also buried things they thought people needed and wanted in the afterlife, like dishes and jewelry. Ancient Egyptians took about 70 days to mummify a body. First, they took out the organs except for the heart, because they thought it was the center of thought and feeling. Then the body was put in natron. Natron is like salt, and it dried out the body. Oils were put on the skin to preserve it. Then the bodies were dressed in their best clothing and jewelry and wrapped in cloth. Finally, the bodies were put in coffins and buried in tombs. This cloth is what mummies in the movies still have on their bodies when they come back to life and walk around. It was expensive to pay people to mummify bodies. Things like fine cloth, coffins, and tombs were also expensive, so not everyone was mummified. This was often done for kings, queens, and other important people. The ancient Egyptians carefully prepared their dead for the afterlife. They did not know that thousands of years later, archaeologists were going to find the tombs and the treasures in them. But now the mummies, their treasures, and the pictures on the walls of the tombs tell us about life in ancient Egypt. So far, archaeologists have found over 60 tombs in the Valley of the Kings. For example, In addition to Tut's tomb, they found the mummy of Akhenaten, King Tut's father, in a tomb named KV-55. Archaeologists believe there are many more tombs with mummies and treasures to find in the Valley of the Kings. Chapter 3. So Many Mummies. Ancient people in many different parts of the world made mummies. Egyptian mummies are the best known, but other ancient people around the world also made mummies. Some people mummified dead bodies like the Egyptians did. Other people had different ways of mummifying bodies. The bodies of people found in the Philippines were buried in caves, not tombs. If people knew they were going to die, they took a very salty drink just before dying. After they died, their bodies were washed and put on a chair high above a fire. With the help of the salt, the fire dried out the bodies. Then smoke was blown into the bodies through the mouth. This dried them out even more. It took several weeks to finish this process. Finally, the bodies were buried in caves. The Chinchorro people lived in Peru over 7,000 years ago. When they made mummies, they first took the skin off the bodies. Then they took out the organs like the Egyptians did. Next, they put clay and parts of plants inside the bodies. After that, they put the skin back on. If they needed more skin, they used the skin of a sea lion. Instead of using cloth like the Egyptians, they cover the bodies with black mud. The Pazaric people, who lived between Russia and China, took out the organs and the muscles from the dead bodies. They sewed the skin back together with hair from a horse. Then they placed the mummies in coffins, buried them in the ground, and put large rocks on top of them. Because the winters were very cold, the water that went into the ground stayed very cold all year, preserving the mummies. People around the world were mummified in different ways, but all mummies help archaeologists learn about the past. The treasures that were buried with them teach us about the past, too. The Siberian Ice Maiden, also called the Siberian Ice Princess, a 2,000-year-old mummy found in 1993, helped archaeologists learn about the Pazaric people. For example, the Ice Maiden was buried in a silk blouse. Silk does not come from that area, so archaeologists discovered the Pazaric bought and sold things with people from other places. Archaeologists think the silk possibly came from India. Silk was also expensive, so they learned that the Ice Maiden was a rich woman. The jewelry she was buried with also showed that she was rich. Many mummies around the world were artificially mummified. However, some mummies were naturally mummified. Archaeologists can learn a lot about ancient people from these mummies, too. Since 2003, archaeologists have found over 200 mummies in the Taklamakan Desert in China. The bodies were mummified because they were buried in a hot, dry desert over 4,000 years ago. They were not buried with treasures, but with everyday things, like wooden combs. This tells archaeologists that they were everyday people, not kings and queens. Some of the bodies still had hair on them, and the hair was blonde or brown. The people also had long noses. This helped archaeologists learn that these people were European, so people from Europe were in this part of China much earlier than archaeologists thought before. Chapter 4. Skin and Bones. Archaeologists find out a lot about ancient people by studying their skin and bones. Archaeologists don't only learn about people from the treasures they find buried with them. They can also learn a lot from their skin and bones. If any skin is left on the mummy's body, archaeologists can get DNA from it. They can also get DNA from inside the mummy's bones. People use this DNA to find out things about the mummies. For example, the DNA from mummies from the Valley of the Kings in Egypt showed that many of the mummies were related to each other. Archaeologists find out a lot from mummies without DNA as well. They study the bones to find out about people in the past. By looking at the size of the Siberian Ice Maiden's bones, they found out that she died when she was about 25 years old. Bog mummies also tell us about life in the past. Archaeologists have found mummies in bogs in northern Europe since the 1800s, and they are still finding them today. In just the past 60 years, they have found hundreds of bog mummies. The bodies were naturally mummified thousands of years ago. The soft earth under the water in the bogs has a lot of salt, and this helped preserve the bodies. By studying them, archaeologists learned that many of the people died in horrible ways. Some of the bog mummies had broken bones. Others had cuts in their skin. Archaeologists think these bog mummies were killed for doing bad things. In 1991, archaeologists found a mummified body on a mountain in Italy. The body was naturally mummified because of the cold weather, so they called him the Iceman. He died over 5,000 years ago. They think someone probably killed him because they found an arrow in his back. They learned more things about the Iceman by looking at his stomach. For example, they learned that he ate goat. They also think that he cooked the goat before eating it. They found ash in his body that probably came from food cooked over a fire. Archaeologists can find out a lot about what ancient people ate by looking at the food found in mummies' stomachs. Archaeologists can also learn what diseases ancient people had from studying mummies. For example, they studied the body of Lady Rai, a nurse who was buried with an Egyptian queen. They found out she had heart disease. This information is very helpful. Today, many doctors think people get heart disease from our modern diet. However, Lady Rai showed there was heart disease 3,500 years before fast food. People aren't sure why Lady Rai had heart disease. However, they hope to find out in the future. Studying mummies may help people answer many questions about life in the past and about life today. Chapter 5. Animal Mummies. People mummified animals, too. For thousands of years, groups around the world mummified people. Some of these groups also mummified animals. Many people in ancient Egypt had pets. They loved their pets and wanted them to go to the afterlife, too. They often mummified pets, like dogs and cats, and buried them in tombs. By studying these animal mummies, archaeologists learned that ancient Egyptians took good care of their pets. The food in the animals' stomachs showed that these pets ate well. Ancient Egyptians also took as much time and care to mummify their pets as they did with people. However, not all mummified animals lived long and happy lives. Egyptians believed animals had special powers. For example, they thought cats had the power to protect women. Egyptians wanted these special powers to go with people to the afterlife. They often mummified and buried cats with queens. These cats were not always pets. Archaeologists learned that some people kept cats just so they could kill them and bury them in tombs. These cats had very short lives. Archaeologists found that some mummified cats were young and had broken necks. Ancient Egyptians also thought that some birds had the power of learning. They buried people with mummified birds so the dead could learn in the afterlife. The Ice Maiden, the mummy found between Russia and China, was buried with a horse. Her people, the Pazariks, were nomads. They often moved from one place to another, so they were very good at riding horses. The Ice Maiden was wearing riding boots when she was mummified. Archaeologists found several other mummified horses in the area. They were buried with their saddles. This shows how important horses were to the Pazaric people. Archaeologists also learned that when important people died, their horses were killed. This was so they could be buried with them. The bones in some of the horses' heads showed that they were killed with an axe. People think that mummifying animals is a thing of the past, but some people still mummify their pets today. There is a company in Utah in the United States that mummifies pets. The process is like the Egyptian process and takes several months. After the pets are mummified, they are put in a coffin or covered in bronze. People then take their mummified pets home. It is expensive to mummify a pet. It can cost $4,000 to mummify a small animal and about $130,000 for a large one. Some people mummify their pets because they think there may be an afterlife. Others do it because they think that in the future DNA will make it possible to clone their pets. Chapter 6. What do you think? Try to think like an archaeologist. There are many mummies of people and animals in museums. People go to look at them and learn about ancient ways of life. Juanita and Lady Di are two mummies that have been in different museums. Look at the information about Juanita and Lady Di in the table. 1. What can you tell about Juanita from what archaeologists found? About Lady Di? How are they different? How are they the same? 2. How and why do you think Juanita died? Lady Di? 3. What do you think life was like where Juanita lived? Lady Di?